Hello, I'd like to welcome to the program Jason McHugh, who is a lawyer for the four defendants in Juba, and you are also a supporter of Justice for Juba 4, which is a civil society campaign of international human rights supporters who seek justice and freedom for the Juba 4. Thank you so much for coming on our program today.
It's a pleasure.
Do you believe that the Juba 4 are not getting a fair trial?
Really, I turn the question back to you. And that is, do you think the four people who are in the political opponents of the incumbent politicos can get a fair trial when they're accused of treason before an election, which would bar them from standing in that election?
So you do believe that this trial is politically motivated, especially because there is an upcoming election?
Absolutely. I mean, they're pure political prisoners in the situation they're at by any definition. The problem we've got here is that there's a political argument and it's been taken out in the courtrooms where it shouldn't be. And part of the problem is that the system that they put forward of a special criminal court is inherently flawed from the start. So it is almost impossible for that process to be able to reach a fair and just verdict, never mind to international standards.
Because they are being tried under quote-unquote special court, which seems a bit odd because if they are being tried for treason, why would a special court be created?
Absolutely. And the reason is that it's of a political nature. The country fractured at Christmas time. And the important thing for the country is not for politicos to fight this out through pushing cases through special criminal courts, which, by the way, in the way this was put together, was unconstitutional under the South Sudanese constitution, never mind anything else. What's clear here is this should not be allowed to become a smokescreen for actually the culprits and those responsible and those who need to be held to account that committed horrendous crimes at Christmas time where over 10,000 people were killed.
There is also an issue about some of the evidence that has been entered in because you, the defense lawyers, have not been able to get a good look at it. What exactly is the problem with the evidence that the prosecution is bringing up?
If you look at some of the Human Rights Watch reports and other NGOs like that, they state the procedure, human rights adherence of the criminal law system in South Sudan is basically not up to scratch. So that's your starting point. Now, in this special tribunal, which has been done under a political umbrella, things are even worse. So let's go back again. The four were arrested in December. Charges, the details of the charges, formal details of the charges, and as you know, that matters, were only presented to them on Monday after over 2 months in incarceration. Now, yes, they were told that they had been involved in treason, they'd committed a coup attempt and all of this, but at the same time, the government, the same people who were accusing the four, have made accusations, which they repeated this week, that the UN was involved in this coup attempt. I mean, so we have no detail till we walked into court this week, and lo and behold, if that's not bad enough and you get your charges, normally you have a reasonable time under any form of legal system to then be able to consider them, but the trial immediately commenced and went straight into prosecution evidence, of which we've not seen or tested or had time to even consider.
Now, it has been adjourned until this Wednesday. What is your opinion of the prosecution asking for those released detainees who were released actually in another country to come back and testify?
It's as confusing as the trial process has been from the start. We are not completely clear as to whether the seven they've asked back who had moved to Kenya are wanted for prosecution, or whether they're wanted to be witnesses for the prosecution or witnesses for the defense. We think, from the way things panned out last week, that they are to be prosecution witnesses, but it's a little vague and unknown.
So do you think that this trial is stalling the peace process that's been going on in Addis, separately, of course, from this trial?
I'm employed to fight the legal case. I'm not political in this whatsoever. But what I will say is that until you get four of the main people in that country, of political individuals, around the table and allow them to get around the table with those who are still in government, who are bringing the prosecution, until that happens, it is going to delay peace in the country. And I think beyond law, beyond things like this, we must get people to the table. We must start talking. And I think the sooner this trial is stopped, And those people are allowed to get around the table, the quicker peace will come, and the quicker also justice, which ultimately matters for an enduring peace, will come along.
Jason McHugh, a lawyer for the four Juba defendants and also a supporter of the Justice for Juba 4, a civil society campaign of international human rights supporters who seek justice and freedom for the Juba 4. Thank you so much for speaking to us today.